Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
And at 16 to 11, Dave Carlson joins us from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. How are you, Dave?
Oh, I'm very good, thanks, Cos, and I'm glad you are too, mate. And just from the top, nominations for Wentworth Park this Wednesday and Casino, Maitland and Dapto this Thursday are still open. Casino racing on Thursday because Lismore has the TAB Million Dollar Chase final on Friday. Those nominations I mentioned close at 11 a.m, Sean.
Now, speaking of the TAB Million Dollar Chase, it was narrow last night.
It was indeed, and another relative, Feral Frankie, took out the Nowra regional final. I'm talking about Banjo Tiffia, trained by Chris O'Brien at Nowra Hill. So the locals took it out. Banjo Tiffia led all the way to win the final, and like the Feral, has the same grandmother, Tiffy, which was also trained by Chris O'Brien. Now, Chris is our guest on Going Greyhounds today. Chris, good morning to you. First up, congratulations on advancing to the semi-finals of the TAB Million Dollar Chase at Wentworth Park next month. It must be even better that she did it on her home track.
Good morning, Dave. Yeah, it's pretty exciting, mate. She drew the box and probably a little bit of luck came our way, but, you know, we'll take it. And, you know, she doesn't like getting beaten, especially on the home track, so she proved too strong last night. Even though there was a little bit of a mix-up early on, I feel as though she stuck to her guns, and yeah, she went extremely well. I'm really proud of her.
Yeah, you said you preferred to stay local instead of, say, going up the road to Bulleye.
Yeah, I just thought that it may be a little bit tougher, and it was, actually. There's a lot of good dogs up there. A dog from Melbourne, also Pindari Express, and they're big track dogs, and I just would stay a bit clearer away from that. And she's probably better on the two turns anyway. Yeah, so the plan came off, mate.
Excellent. Banjo Tiffia, Chris, something of a box one bandit from 12 starts from the rails alley. She's won five and been placed four times. So you must have been quietly pleased when she got the red rug for last night's final.
Yeah, very, very pleased. Extremely pleased, actually. I think it was two numbers left in the draw, and it was 8-1, and we drew the one, so I was over the moon, mate. And the way it worked out, you know, the two probably went off the track a little bit and made a bit of a gap for us, so we got around the corner safely just. She probably got a little bit of a nick on the leg, and but she got through that okay and went on to win, so very, very happy.
Now, she's a daughter of Banjo Boy and Tiffia.
Yeah.
She's not a little girl either. At 31 kilos, she's certainly the top dog of the yard, Chris.
Yeah, she's a well-built and solid bitch, and a very, very nice confirmation. She's put together really well, and she's got a good attitude, and she's just a lovely bitch at home too. So it all goes well for the racing, you know. She's not over the top, and which makes it even better.
Chris, Banjo Tiffy is going to line up in one of the $8 million chase semi-finals at Wentworth Park on Friday night, October 11. The winner of each semi advances to the final the following Friday, October 18. Now, she's no stranger to headquarters. She was a finalist in this year's Golden Easter Egg after posting a personal best of 29.76 in the Egg Semis when runner-up to Federal Lily. So she knows her way around the Glebe circuit.
Yeah, she does, mate. She likes the place, thank God. And, yeah, we just met a couple of good dogs there, and unfortunately she drew the blue rug in the final, and the one sort of came out and sort of knocked us out of it. Not that we'll, you know, we were a chance of, you know, being sort of third or fourth, perhaps, but it was a very hard race, a good one. They always are, but I don't know, she acquitted herself well, and I was just very proud of her to get to the final.
I mentioned earlier that... Yeah, absolutely. It's a total thrill. And congratulations again on it, Chris.
Thanks.
A couple of minutes ago, I said she's a granddaughter of Tiffy, with her mother Tiffia being by collision from Tiffy's first litter. Now, Tiffy's third litter by Magambo produced Solar Pack, who's the mother of Feral Frankie and all of his brilliant siblings. And you sold Solar Pack as a young pup to former Bulldogs enforcer Barry Ward and his mate, and your great mate, Mark Walden. So the boys must be forever thanking you.
They are. And, you know, they are. And we always talk about it. And, you know, look, they're great guys, and I'm so happy for them. And, you know, she was an average racer, but well-bred within herself, been by McGambo, but she's just been a great producer, and, you know, it's, you know, I'm, no regrets. I mean, it's just the way it goes. You can't keep them all, and really happy for them. Really am. Well, she's been a phenomenal, really.
Well, Barry and Mark sold the Feral and most of that litter from Solar Pack, and you also sold the crack chaser Double Twist, who's by Where's Pedro from Tiffy.
Yeah.
So there was a couple of fish that you boys let go.
Yeah, there was, mate. Yeah, they weren't slouches, were they? But, oh, no, it's just, look, you know, you can't keep them all. We just keep, from the word go, we said we'd keep a couple of pups, and, you know, usually it's a female and a male, and dog and bitch, and then just hope for the best we get, you know, a couple of good ones ourselves, and we've been pretty lucky in some ways. It probably haven't been top notch, but you know we've had fun anyway. So, and we aren't, there's no jealousy, or we're just happy that someone else has got into the line and tapped into it, and they're producing as well. So, you know, it's just the way it goes, Dave.
Well, you're another rugby league man who loves greyhounds, Chris. I know you played plenty of footy, and you're a Newtown fan, so I have to say, sadly, congratulations to the Jets on making the Canterbury Cup Grand Final. They beat my Dragons at Cogger yesterday.
Yeah, you were saying that. Yeah, we were the old families, the old Newtown, bunch of Newtown supporters. My brother Mark O'Brien played first grade in Newtown back in the 80s, and very proud of him for his feats. And ever since then, we sort of have a soft spot for the old Blue Bags, and good to see them that they've made the grand final next year. Yeah. Oh, next week, sorry.
It's like old times. They're playing Wentworthville in the grand final.
Yeah. So back to the 70s. Retro.
It is. And my old mate, Joe Annesley, who played for Newtown back in the late 60s and early 70s. So Joey's very happy about that too. So if you're listening, Joe.
They'll be out of the woodwork.
Too right they will. Too right they will. But, Chris, congratulations on the win of Banjo Tiffia in last night's TAB Million Dollar Chase Regional Final at Nowra. And all the very best in the semis at Wentworth Park. And thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks very much, mate. Really appreciate it.
Good on you. There's Chris O'Brien, Sean, the trainer of the winner. Zipping Norton and Awesome Catch for Victorian trainer Robbie Camilleri finished second and third respectively in the Nowra final. They also advance along with Cashian for Barry Riccio, who finished in fourth place.
All right, now what happened in the other $1 million chase heats and final to the weekend?
Oh, it was a very busy weekend, Sean. Friday night at Richmond, Andrea Daly qualified another three runners for the semi-finals at Wentworth Park. Jaro Bale thrashed his rivals by over seven lengths in the Richmond Regional Final, ran a great time, a scorching 30-11, which is only three lengths outside the track record. Shanjo Prince for Mark Gatt was second, ahead of Rockstar Beeve and Lectra Zephyr, the third and fourth place getters, also advancing for Andrea Daly. The Daly's also, of course, qualified the Bulleye final winner, Shimmer Shine, for the semis. And that greyhound trialled in a very fast 29-81 at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. Now, also on Friday night, the Wagga regional heats of the $1 million chase were run. Deliver for Victorian trainer Jason Thompson broke Good Odds Buddy's track record by more than three lengths, winning in 29-71. Extra Gear for fellow Victorian Ray Hennis was second, with Sunlit Consuela for Julie French in third place. In Heat 2, There's a Catch gave Ray Hennis two runners in the Wagga Regional Final. That greyhound beat Fire and Smoke for hardened trainer Graham Thurkettle, who we spoke to on Friday, in 29-97, with Ballistic Yala for Keith Lloyd in third place. While in the third heat, Ultimate Speed for Brian Smith upstaged Black Opium for Jason Thompson, which was the $1.22 favourite, in 30-04. Perfect Marshall for Janet Cottrell was in third place. The box draw for next Saturday night's Wagga final is Ultimate Speed in 1, Extra Gear 2, Deliver 3, Perfect Marshall 4, Black Opium 5, Fire and Smoke 6, There's a Catch 7, Sunlit Consuela 8, The Reserves Ballistic Yalla and AO Joy. Adam Harvey is going to be playing a free live concert after the last race at Wagga this coming Saturday night. In other results, at Dubbo, Nengar Gif for Dennis Barnes led all the way there, and that was a tremendous race after having no luck in the Bathurst heats. 3 lengths was the winning margin, 29 and 56. The favourite, Connie's Boy, for Peter Honnery, recovered from early trouble for second. Jimmy Casey for Peter Carr has joined his brother Charlie Casey in the Wentworth Park semis, along with fourth place getter Bucks Future for Sid Swain. Adam Harvey played there. It was an absolutely fantastic night. And also on Saturday night, they had one heat of the Tab Million Dollar Chase at the Gardens. And Knights Page for trainer Ann Foley, who's filling in for Gail Masterson, the trainer. Gail's recovering from a knee operation. Knights Page was too good for the rivals. Federal Lily finished in second place on the comeback trail for Pete Lagoziani, which was absolutely fantastic. And Get It Gizmo, the Victorian for Jason McKay, overcame early trouble to run third. Now, there's only one heat, so all of the runners go through to the final at the Gardens this Saturday night. And the box draw is Miley Nismo in 1, Federal Lily 2, Sheba's Dream in 3, Get It Gizmo 4, I Rock in 5, Mystic Riot, the defending Million Dollar Chase champ, in 6, we've got Knights Page in 7 and Galaxy Banner in 8. So it was a very busy weekend for the Million Dollar Chase. Great racing overall.
Cos. All right, now we need a couple of winners, Dave, to send us into the week. What have you got?
All right. Well, we've got 3 New South Wales meetings today. Bathurst is the first. It starts at 3:34, and incidentally, a Million Dollar Chase semi-finalist, Wolf Bear, for Paul Steedman, is going round in race 8 from box 7. The best bet at Bathurst, race 5, number 2, Winlock Rapido, 5-2. The value bet, race 9, number 8, Cybertron, 9-8. Bulleye races from 5:52 this evening. The best bet is in race 5, number 8, Out of Sprite, 5-8. The value bet, Tullabunga Gowdy, has been scratched from race 7. No value bet. Grafton's on tonight from 3 minutes past 6. Best bet comes up in the opener. Race 1, number 3, Zombie Queen, 1-3. The value bet, race 10, number 1, Allegro Diamond, 10-1. And that's it for another Going Greyhound, Sean.
Good on you, Dave. Have a top day. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
It's a date.
Okay, Dave Carlson, Grand Racing New South Wales and Going Greyhounds.